posting to hashtag Murder Island. It's been hot enough, so I'm going to pick the juiciest tweets for your tweet holes. Red hats is made up. 50 can do one, says Justin Wiener. Rita Oral gave Steve Oral surgery. Apparently, she was his dentist. Short skirt, no kickers tweets. Steve was a hero. His hockey campaign was for the greater good. I just read that for the name. And finally, a tweet from the dead guy. Can you believe it? It's short, it's succinct, it's poetry, people. It reads, Consuelo Danza, you owe me 250k, Steve. Anyone with a Twitter handle, Swingman, deserves a bit of a beating, if you ask me. Let's take it to phones.
Getting away with murder.
Line one, who's that?
Melanie again. I'm pretty sure Betty has been selling Steve's pills.
Melanie, she wants your job, Betty. Loving the NHS right now. Line two.
It's Rodders here, and I'm prosecuting Vanderhosen for her husband's murder. I just wanted to be known that Mr. Wingman was testifying against her, so she had all sorts of reasons for adding him to her tally.
Well, Rodders, what happened to guilty until proven innocent, eh? Line three, let's go.
Hey, dude, it's Sam. I was repping the paintball. I saw the best man hand the actress girl Dharma an envelope, and also heard that maid of honour talking about trying to stop the wedding. And that lacy chick is like so in love with his dead dude. It was totally rad hot, man. The stag was all like naked, and his bits, they were...
Thanks, Sam. Great job on the safe paintball environment there. I think that's all we've got time for. Wait, let's just get an email from Anonymous. Tessa was jilted at the altar by our own Mr. Steve Wingman. Nothing like a woman scorned, eh, Steve? Thanks for tuning in. We have a killer amidst, and they should have stumbled upon who done it in the next half hour or so. Until then, keep drinking, keep dancing, and don't worry about being slain at all. We have a public service broadcast next from the police.